Welcome to Hot Mom Habits, the ultimate podcast for moms who want to prioritize their health and wellness while doing all the things. I'm your host, Natalie Schwartz, certified health coach, postpartum fitness instructor, and mom of three. I'm here to help you establish healthy habits and maintain a balanced lifestyle. So let's get into it. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are going to get into how I lost 52 pounds postpartum through nutrition. If you did not listen to part one, where I talk about exercise and mindset and what that looked like for me, go back and listen to that episode. It's right before this one, and then come here. But if you've listened to that, nutrition, this is my first love. I got certified in holistic health coaching a decade ago. I love helping people with nutrition. I love food. I feel so passionately about it. And as we know, when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to losing the baby weight, 80% of that is nutrition. 20% of that is your exercise routine. And so I think it's so powerful to have nutrition be its own episode, because I'm going to share what worked for me and what I know to be true, and you can take what you want from it and do whatever works for you. But here's the deal. I was vegan for 9 years, and I am going to share in another episode my fall from grace, what it was like to go from vegan to eating animal protein again. That's another podcast episode that will be coming next week. But I will say that I was vegan for 9 years, and then with this last pregnancy, I started eating animal protein again. And so for me, I really prioritized protein when I was trying to lose weight. I had protein at every meal, and I reached for protein-rich snacks. Why did I do this? Well, one, I was breastfeeding on demand constantly. Your body needs way more protein when you're in that season of life. And then I was working out consistently using weights, doing resistance training. So I was looking to build muscle to burn the fat. And to build the muscle, you need that adequate replenishment of protein. And so I was really making it a point to have protein for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and to choose protein-rich foods for snacks. So I was not just eating meat. Eggs, I was eating protein powder when I would have a smoothie sometimes, and then I was focusing on meat. So beef, chicken, fish, ground turkey. But here's the thing. I know that this is going to turn maybe some people off, but that's okay. I do not eat processed food. I do not eat fast food. We rarely ever even eat takeout. So I cook every meal at home. I am a stay-at-home mom. I run my online workout membership Elevate from home. So I'm home, and I have 3 kids. I have a husband, and I enjoy cooking. So I do make every meal at home because I'm making the kids' food at home. So that is a huge component, I think, when it comes to weight loss, is recommitting yourself to eating at home, because you can control the portion size, you can control the ingredients, you can control every aspect of what is going to go into your mouth. And so for me, that was such a huge part of being successful with the weight loss, because I got to choose what I was going to eat. And so if you are a working mom, or you are busy and on the go, or you're used to eating food that's out and about, you can still manage to choose healthy options when you're running around or when you're at work. It's going to take a little bit more for you to prioritize meal prepping or choosing to go to the Whole Foods hot bar or salad bar instead of driving through Wendy's or going to Subway. So those are just some little tweaks that you can make. But here's the deal. I always will forever be, I shouldn't say forever be, because I was like, I'll be vegan forever. But I always am advocating currently in this moment that you have fiber-rich foods, a variety of beautiful colors of fruits and vegetables in addition to having your protein. Our body needs fiber. Fiber breaks down in the body. It helps keep you regular. The prebiotics in some of these fruits and vegetables feed the good bacteria in your gut. When your gut is thriving, you are able to lose weight effortlessly. You can eliminate, you can feel good. Bloating is gone, cramping is gone. All of those cute, sexy things we don't want to deal with become a non-issue when our gut is thriving. And by having fiber in addition to eating your animal protein or whatever protein source you're eating is key. So like, for example, I'll walk you through like a typical day would be breakfast. I would have 3 scrambled eggs and maybe some sauerkraut or some sort of kraut with it. Good bacteria for the gut, gut food, having my protein. Then I'd play with the kids. Once the baby went down, I drink my aminos, my Keon aminos. I do my workout, and then I would usually probably just have like a really basic protein shake, and I do use the Keon protein, and I'll drop the link for all of the Keon stuff in the show notes of this as well. You can use the code Natalie at checkout and it will give you 15% off your order, but that's neither here nor there. And so I'd have a protein shake, and then a little bit later when it was time for lunch, maybe I would make like a big salad and put a can of wild caught salmon or put chicken on the salad or make a chicken sausage and cut it up and put it in the salad. So again, prioritizing the protein at each meal while also having fiber, fruits, vegetables. And then for a snack, maybe I would reach for a hard-boiled egg or a chomp stick or a handful of nuts, or maybe I would have an apple with almond butter or veggies with hummus. And then for dinner, I would make like a bunless burger and some sweet potato. And with the burger, I'd have a shit ton of spinach and tomato and avocado and red onion, you know, so that would basically, and then for dessert, first of all, I have dessert every single day, 7 days a week. I've lost 52 pounds. I keep my body looking popping because I don't deprive myself. I do not have the mentality of this is restrictive, this is deprivation. I'm dieting so I can look a certain way. I have dessert every single night, but I choose a healthier option. I stuff dates with peanut butter and I put a few dairy-free chocolate chips on there and it just does it for me, okay? Or I'll make my cookie dough that you guys have seen me make on TikTok or on Instagram, and it's literally just almond flour, maple syrup, a little bit of peanut butter, and some chocolate chips. It's so freaking good, and it's a healthier alternative than like getting down on a whole bag of Chips Ahoy cookies, you know? So that's what a typical day looks like for me of eating. But here's the deal. When you're prioritizing your protein and you're having fiber-rich food along with it, you are going to feel fuller faster. So you are going to be pushing away from the dinner table sooner than you would if you were eating Jack in the Box or McDonald's or takeout of whatever kind, because your body is getting nutrient-dense food and it takes a while to break down that fiber. It sends a signal to your brain, I'm full. And so you feel satiated and you quit eating. This is how you avoid overeating. This is how you avoid eating junky food, because when we eat ultra processed food like Cheez-Its or Goldfish crackers or Lay's potato chips or McDonald's, those foods are engineered to be addictive. They literally have ingredients in them to be addictive. Lots of sugar, lots of man-made chemical ingredients in them that keeps the consumer wanting more and more, unable to stop eating them. It's like, who's ever been able to just have 2 bites of a Dorito and go, I don't want another chip, right? Like they're addicting for a reason. They're a money-making machine. And so they need to keep their consumer sick, overweight, and addicted to that food because it gives you a temporary dose of serotonin or temporary dose, a hit of that feel good when you're eating it, but it's actually making you sick. So I am so adamant and feel so strongly that you can change your body by just eating real whole foods. I don't give a shit whether you eat meat or you don't eat meat. You'll find out how I feel about that on the next episode. But I do feel like if you can be consistent to eating at home real food, not the processed stuff, not stuff that comes out of a box or bag and that has 20 ingredients. Real fruits, real vegetables, real protein, and it doesn't have to be bland. You can use sauces, you can make it delicious. That is the key, because your body is going to thrive. Your gut is going to be happy. You're going to feel full. You're going to have all of the building blocks from the animal protein there to continue to build and repair your cells, and everything is going to work out fine. I promise you. And I know that that for some may sound so much easier said than done, but that's truly the key, is to get away from processed stuff and stick to real food. So if you are on your weight loss journey and you are doing your workouts and you're going for walks and you're using weights and you feel like you're just not where you want to be, your weight isn't budging, I guarantee you there is an inflammation issue there because of your diet. I think it is so powerful and so necessary to eliminate conventional dairy from your diet, because it is just so bad for you and so inflammatory. I'm not going to speak to the raw dairy movement because I don't personally consume it, so I have no opinion here or there. But I know that probably 99% of the functional medicine doctors in the world would agree with me that the dairy that you can just buy at the store is a no-go. Super inflammatory. Release the inflammation in your body, and that weight will start to come off. Choosing real whole foods that support the gut microbiome, that support you, will make you feel really good. So that is the answer. That is what's worked for me. That's what's worked for me through 3 pregnancies over the past 8 years, is eating real food every single time to lose the weight. So now you have that consistency component with how to master it with exercise. Here's the nutrition component. Combine those 2 things, and I guarantee you will have results. You will feel good, and it's going to be something that you can maintain. If you are the type of person who's like, I need a meal plan. I want to know what to eat on what day, or how to prep it, or what I should do ahead of time, or maybe you're the type of person who needs meal prepping help, or you love different recipes to try all the time. That is exactly what you will find inside of Elevate, my online membership for moms. In addition to the on-demand workout library, you have a brand new meal plan every month with a recipe book that comes with it, so you know what to do, when to do it. It comes with a grocery shopping list. So if you are in the beginning stages of really trying to change the way you're eating, that is a great guidance tool for you there, and that is inside the membership. Again, you can join me in there. Start your 7-day free trial. Just go to nataliekschwartz.com, and I'll put that in the show notes as well, and you can experience what that is like. I hope that this was helpful for you and gave you some insights on what's worked so powerfully for me and so many of my clients. And it's truly at the end of the day about coming back home to the basics, right? Coming back home to how we ate a bajillion years ago. And that is the key. That is the absolute key. There's no confusion, no need to Google, no need to do a sugar detox, do a this, do a that, a juice cleanse. It's like, just start eating real food, crowd out the processed crap, and it will set you free. I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'll see you next week.